Nancy Becker Bennett is the manager of the Michigan State Police Grants Management Section, and she's on the other end of our line. Nancy, how are you?
Good, I'm good. Thanks, Tony. Good morning.
What does the Michigan State Police Grants Management Section do?
The Michigan State Police Grants Management Section administers a lot of federal funding on behalf of our state, local, and county partners. The funding that we get is majority block grant funding, which means it comes to the state, and then we give it out to locals across the state for different purposes.
Yesterday, Governor Rick Snyder announced that 37 criminal justice agencies will receive $7 million in federal grants to strengthen anti-drug and crime-fighting efforts in Michigan. The funding was made through the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Program and the Residential Substance Abuse Treatment Program for state prisoners. Now, Byrne grants are named in honor of the New York City Police Department officer Edward Byrne. He was fatally shot by drug traffickers in 1998 while on assignment protecting a witness in a drug case. This is a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This money, comes, again, it comes to the state, and we are very happy to distribute it to our state, local, and county partners, criminal justice partners around the state. And we know that the money will be put to good use. The money is really out there to help our communities be healthier, safer, and better prepared to respond to criminal situations.
Will any mid-Michigan municipalities be getting any of this funding?
Yes, they will, actually. We have some drug teams in the mid-Michigan area. We have some forensic laboratories. We have our methamphetamine unit. We have some drug courts. We have some local police departments. We have several agencies in this area.
All right. And can you name any of those agencies, even just a few of them?
We have about four or five what we call multi-jurisdictional drug teams. We have the Lansing Police Department, the Michigan Department of Corrections, the State Court Administrative Office are all in the mid-Michigan area.
And will the state police also get some of this funding?
The state police uses some of the funding for the drug teams, our multi-jurisdictional drug teams. We have several of them throughout the state, and it's because it's multi-jurisdictional, we have state police on each team as well as local and county officers.
All right, so what do these units do with the money? What do they purchase?
It's a variety of different things. Our drug teams use the money mostly for personnel. They provide some of the funding, and we provide some of the funding. We have drug courts in the state. We call them priority population drug courts, and that money is used for straddle cell felony offenders who it's been proven that they can be provided better treatment in a strict drug court setting rather than in prison. It's also been shown to save taxpayer money and, as I said, produces better outcomes. We have money going to our forensic science laboratories to help process the cases from all of the multi-jurisdictional drug teams. We have money going for crime analysis, records management systems, you name it.
And Nancy, in these troubled, trying economic times in which the Michigan State Police budget has been cut, this money must be important.
It is very important. Anything counts. And unfortunately, as we all know, all federal funding is being reduced right now, and the Byrne JAG funding was not spared. However, as I said, we know that this $7 million will go a long way to helping our state really, assist in those areas that we know that public safety is important and areas that we know that we need it most.
All right. Nancy Becker Bennett is the manager of the Michigan State Police Grants Management Section. If people want to see more information about this, did you post this on the website?
We did. Our website is www.michigan.gov/CJGrants.
Thanks so much for your time, Deb.
Thank you very much.